Good evening. Glad everybody is here today. We have a nice crowd tonight. I'm hearing a lot of clearing throats and some coughing. I know some of you aren't feeling top notch, and I appreciate you being here. Bottom line is, you are here, however well you're feeling. As Christians, there's a number of things we call ourselves. We're not Lutherans. Some people in the religious world call themselves Lutherans, following the teachings of Martin Luther. Some people call themselves Baptist. That always kind of threw me that they would call themselves Baptist when they don't believe baptism is essential. But some people call themselves Baptist. Some people call themselves Mormon. I'd like for us to look at some of the names that we go by. There's a few different categories I would like for us to look at. One is what we go by when we're talking about the church collectively, the kingdom that had been prophesied about, that had been foretold, looked forward to. And in many verses, we're looked at as the church. Jesus said, there we go. Thank you, because I don't know if I'd have been able to think of them all off the top of my head. There was quite a few of them. One group is the church, the general kingdom of God. And Jesus said in Matthew 16:18, when Jesus was asking his disciples, you know, who do people say that I am? And they said, some say John the Baptist, some said Elijah, some the prophets. He says, but who do you say that I am? And Peter responded and says, you're the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus responded, and he says, and you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church. Amen. My church. It is descriptive. It is possessive. Amen. It is Jesus's. It is the one that he established. It is the one that he paid for with his body, his life, his blood. And he goes on to say, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. His church will live on. Amen. It has lived on since the day it was established on the day of Pentecost. In Acts 2:47, we see it also being referred to as the church. On the day of Pentecost, it says, and the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved. We don't join the church. We don't, and it's so common for us to say we're going to church, or it's time to get ready to go to church. We don't go to church. We are the church. Amen. We are the church. It's easy to say. It's easy to kind of not fall into that trap, but it's one of the things we are the church. And we are added by God. We don't join, we don't sign up, we don't get a secret decoder ring when we do or anything. We're added by God. In Acts 8:1, it again refers to the church. In Acts 19, we're called the way. And not only is this descriptive, you know, it's talking about that time there arose a great commotion about the way. Not only is it talking about the church, but I think it's descriptive about the direction. There's one way. Amen. There's one way, and we are part of it. If anything, kind of twofold. One, we're looking at names that we go by tonight. But hopefully we will reinforce to us sometimes, because with all the religious teachings that is out there, that we're amongst, sometimes we need reinforcement. We're right. We are following the right path, the right way. And it was referred to even at that time as the way. It is referred to as the church again in 1 Corinthians 1, 2. And these are not exhaustive verses. These are just some examples. In 1 Corinthians 12, 27, it's referred to, the Christians are referred to as the body of Christ. And when we think of the church in that way, it brings it a little bit more personal, that we are representing Him. We are the body of Christ that He died for. And we are His representation on earth right now. Amen. He's not still here. And the man Jesus, as He was getting ready to ascend back into heaven, I'm sure He may be worried at times that He was leaving it in the hands of individuals. Are these knuckleheads, Peter and James and John and them, going to keep it going, what I died for originally? But the Christ, the Son of God, Jesus, knew that it was going to last, because He predicted it would. He told them in Matthew 16, 18, that the gates of Hades will not prevail against it. And we are the body of Christ. Sometimes we're referred to as congregations in the New Testament, where different people will refer to a congregation as a group. And in Romans 16, 16, it refers to the churches of Christ. Now, so many of the previous verses we looked at was the church, one. Just because it says plural, churches of Christ, it's meaning the different congregations of that one body. It's not like there's lots of different churches under His name. It's the church.
Amen.
The church, but different congregations. The churches of Christ greet you. In Acts 15, 41, it talks about the churches, the various congregations. Galatians 1, 2, the churches. And then you've got a specific one. Like, we call ourselves the South Valley Church of Christ, the Church of Christ that meets at South Valley.
Amen.
The Church of Christ up at Bright Angel. The Church of Christ on Martin Luther King, etc., etc. And here in Colossians 4, 16, it says, when this epistle is read among you, see that it is read also in the church of the Laodiceans, and that you likewise read the epistle from Laodicea. And so there was a congregations in Laodicea that was being referred to. In 1 Thessalonians 1:1, it refers to the church of the Thessalonians. Romans 16:5, again, the church. It says, likewise greet the church that is in their house, talking about Priscilla and Aquila. You know, a lot of the churches met in homes. Some met in the temple. Some met in open courtyards. And here is an example of a church that met in a house. Individuals. It says in John 8:31, then Jesus said to those Jews who believed Him, if you abide in My word, you are My disciples. A disciple, I heard one time a tremendous definition, a disciplined follower. Not just a follower, but a disciplined follower that follows the teachings. Not everybody that that gathered around Jesus at times were a disciple. Some were just there out of curiosity. Some were there to bring their children to be healed. Some were there to be healed themselves. Some were there to be fed. Some just pure out of curiosity. But the people that followed him and abided in his word, he called them disciples. And he says, and it's conditional, if you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed. In John 15:8, by this my Father is glorified that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples. So the kingdom is referred to many times as the church, the kingdom, the way, an individual congregation, the church at Thessalonica, or the church at Ephesus, etc., etc. Individually, we're sometimes called disciples. That's not a word that we necessarily use and refer to a lot today. It would be very appropriate. Second Corinthians 13:13 referred to as the saints, same as Ephesians 1:1. Individual Christians and groups were called the saints. In Acts, again, Acts 11:26, you see a number of things in just that one verse. So it was that for a whole year, they assembled with the church, a congregation of people, and taught a great many people. And the disciples were first called Christians in Antioch. In this one verse, we see a number of things, of names that we go by and that Christians in the first century went by. The church, disciples, Christians. And then in Acts 26, and this is one of the saddest verses in the New Testament to me. One of the absolute saddest is when Agrippa said to Paul, "You almost persuade me to be a Christian. Close is not close enough." There's close and then there's saved. And this wasn't enough. And we don't know if down the road he did later become a Christian. We don't have any evidence of that. But you almost persuade me to be a Christian. Again, a word that we use a lot. Christians. Society uses that word a lot. Did I hit the blackout? Okay. Anyway, there we go. Here we have brethren. This is something we hear frequently, brothers and sisters, the brethren. Paul referred to the Christians in Ephesus as my brethren. Second Corinthians 1:1 about our brother, referring to Timothy, to the church of God. Here's kind of another verse that has a few different names. Not only brother referring to an individual, but the church of God. It's his church, the church that he had planned from the beginning of time. I used to wonder as a younger Christian, and even before I became a Christian when I was going to church, if God knew everything, why did he do an Old Testament and a New Testament? You know, if he knew he was going to create Christianity, why did he go through all the hassle of the Jews and the Mosaic Law and all that stuff? God had planned us from the beginning. And look at how much better we can understand sacrifice by looking at the Old Testament. Look at how much better we understand about the nature of God from looking at principles in the Old Testament. And the people in the First Testament that were, or in the New Testament that were converted from Judaism, the concept of a sacrifice, The concept of blood sacrifice, they got it. They understood it. I've never participated in anything that required that. But when you study the Old Testament, it sure drives the point home what God's doing now. We are part of the church of God that He planned from the beginning, that He sent His Son to die for. That's whose it is. It is God's. It is Christ's. Romans 16:1, we see, you know, the word sister used for, you know, referring to female brethren, who is a servant of the church, and says, in the manner worthy of the saints. Again, a number of different names that we use. To get in to the church, you got to follow the plan of salvation. And I am pretty sure that every one of us in here tonight are baptized believers in God. That we follow this plan of salvation. We've heard the Word of God. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. That we've taken that step after hearing that we believe. That we believe that Jesus is the Christ. That we've repented of our sins. We've confessed our belief to men. Jesus said, if you don't confess me before men, I won't confess you before my Father. We've been baptized. Jesus made it very clear, Mark 16:16. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved. And that's the beginning. And then we've got to remain faithful the rest of our lives. Sometimes we stray. Sometimes we get tired and sit down on the road. And then get back up and we keep trudging along, running that race, that it doesn't end till the day we die. Jesus said in Revelation 2:10, be faithful until death, and I will give you a crown of life. He said in Matthew 10:22, he that endures to the end will be saved. If you need to repent of sins, if you need prayers of the congregation, I hope tonight, this wasn't, other than this little bit here, it was more, the lesson was more to reinforce us, to build us up, that what it is we're doing, what we do, is the truth. We are Christians. We call ourselves Christians. We're proud of it. We are disciples of Jesus, not disciples of a person. A lot of times, you see people that go to a church, they follow an individual. We're disciples of Christ. Amen. We follow Him. We are members of the church. And the way we got there was we were added by the Lord when we were baptized. If you need to respond to the invitation tonight, whatever your need, come forward while Daryl leads us in the invitation.